This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. As I remind you, Jason LaConfora, he is our Odyssey NFL insider. He joins at 9 o'clock. We'll ask him about some things around the AFC North, that's for sure. What's going on with some quarterbacks? What's going on here in Pittsburgh? Oh, yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. He has any insight as to who the general manager could be. We'll do that. But some doings in college football, that's for sure. You heard Adam in that update talk about Jordan Addison. And this dovetails into it in some regards, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But big doings yesterday. So this all spawns from, and it's been brewing for a while, two headstrong guys from West Virginia that just are at each other. And they used to be fast friends. They worked together at LSU, and that's Saban and Jimbo Fisher. So it's come to a head now, and this was a couple nights ago. Saban was at a banquet in Birmingham, and he said A&M bought all their players. And that's a certainty, and that's leaving, I mean, it's no room for interpretation. It's just A&M bought all their players, he said. Well, Jimbo Fisher, the coach of Texas A&M, he pretty much had, and I've never seen this in professional sports, college's professional sports. I've never seen this before. He had a Barstool-type emergency press conference that Dave Portnoy has whenever things go wrong at Barstool. Jimbo Fisher woke up yesterday in College Station, Texas, and called the SID and said, emergency press conference, tell the people to assemble. I got something to say. And among the greatest hits, as he is speaking directly to Nick Saban, is this.
Jimbo, SEC spring meetings are coming up, the media days in a couple of months, and then October 8th, what do you think that's, is it going to be awkward?
And awkward about what?
When you have to face it or have to.
I don't mind confrontation. Live with it my whole life. Kind of like it myself.
Anything else, Rob, and then Travis?
Backing away from it wasn't the way I was raised.
Okay. A little bit more from Jimbo as he talks to Saban.
Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him. Now you're fooling with their name. That don't. From a Texas A&M's name, you're saying with those kids' name and our name. I'll put it with any of them.
Maybe no. Someone should have slapped him. Okay, but I mean, there's more. There's definitely more.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
Yeesh. Wow.
I mean, Jimbo is going right for it. Now, how does this end? You know, this is the best story in sports. And I'm not just talking college sports. This is the best story in sports right now. You can go hit a white ball around Oklahoma if you want. I don't care. This is it. This is the best story in sports. I seem to think that everybody is kind of cheating, if you will, with NIL one way or another.
This is all pot calling the kettle black. This is the biggest example of pot calling the kettle black that I've ever seen.
But Jimbo did say one more thing.
Would you like to see the collective that does support
I would like A&M? To find unified rules across this country to put things in place. That's what I want. And I don't know what those are. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. I don't know what the antitrust laws, all those bylaws. So the government needs to step in because these things here. And what's funny, in that talk, right before he said that about us, wasn't he soliciting funds from the crowd?
All right. Back to the sensationalism before the serious thing.
Right.
You know how this does end, guys? This ends with I like Jimbo even more today than I did yesterday before the emergency press conference. But everybody knows how this ends. October 8th, they play, and I believe it's in College Station,
right? No, Tuscaloosa.
Then even more.
About 7:30 that night, you think they meet around midfield?
This is how it ends. Saban just kind of gives them the brush off, and Alabama beats them 65-3, and Saban just lowers his head and walks in the locker room. That's how he operates. Yeah. I don't want that to happen. I want there to be a fist fight at midfield.
Braxton County, we're meeting.
I know. Yeah. I want the teams to come together. I want Jimbo to be held back and his shirt get ripped because someone's pulling him back. I want Saban to get that screaming. But how it ends is Saban beating him 65-3 and just walking off the field quietly. That's how it's going to end here.
That's the way it always seems to end.
Right?
Yeah.
What's crazy to me is that Nick Saban has had his way in college football for a very long time. He is wanted for nothing, including a staff that is just massive. Good for him.
And it's a coaching rehab place. Anybody that gets fired from the NFL, Marone was there. Everybody's there.
Steve Sarkisian's at Texas
Bill
now.
Bill O'Brien was there.
Yep.
Everybody goes there to rehab their career.
They have every single resource you could possibly want if you're winning in college football. And the second that anybody else, through whatever means, can get one over on him, Nick Saban is showing his backside here as the baby that he is. And I'm not saying that Jimbo Fisher's any better, but Nick Saban, it's not going your way, and now you're gonna bitch, moan, cry, and complain? Come on, tough guy.
I find it ironic, too, that he was saying, we got all our players the right way, we're doing this fairly. Weren't you just in the conversation for Jordan Addison? They came in like third place for him, I think. I had read that he was on his short list. That's going to obviously take some money to lure him over.
This is the SEC soap opera at its finest between these two. But what it does do is it calls into relief, brings to the forefront exactly what we're talking about with the NIL thing and how it's going to create. At some point, you're going to have the haves, the have-mores, and the have-lesses, and both of these programs are have-mores. They're both in the SEC. They could be top five teams when they meet.
Listen to this part again, though. This to me.
That's what I want. And I don't know what those are. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. I don't know what the antitrust laws, all those bylaws. So the government needs to step in because these things here. And what's funny.
All right, before he gets into safe. But he's right about that. Take him. Take Pat Narduzzi. Take Saban. Take all of these guys. God bless them. They're wonderful men. They are great. A lot of them are glorified gym coaches or school teachers. And they are there. They don't want to deal with this. They didn't sign up for this. You know what they signed up for? Tell me who the mic is. Okay? Yeah. Tell me who that backer is. Or, all right, if you can create a mismatch, let's get out on the perimeter. They talk ball. They don't care about name, image, likeness. It has grown so fast that these guys have to deal with it because it's part of the recruiting game. They have to deal with it because it's what the athlete wants. They have to deal with it because it's how boosters make their schools gigantic. These dudes, honestly, they just want to coach ball. And they now get rich off of it, so they're in that world. But they don't want it.
Or at the very least, like recruiting has been for decades, they want some structure. They want some rules,
right?
Because you can only win the game if you know how what the rules are, right?
Or lose by so much,
right? And they want to, and to an extent, I think what Jimbo and a lot of people are saying is, well, no, we're not cheating because there are no rules.
Right.
You can't cheat if there aren't any rules, so we're not cheating. And that's all anybody's asking for. Give us a framework here. NCAA, I mean, dissolve it today. It serves no purpose to begin with, but even less now. because this is the biggest issue in sports today, and they're unwilling to tackle it. It's why do they even exist?
I don't feel bad for Nick Saban at all having to deal with this, though, or any of these coaches. For the millions of dollars they're making, Colin, I think you're right. Yes, they are glorified gym teachers, and this is well above their pay grade, but they're getting paid so swimmingly and handsomely that if you have to deal with new nuances that you've never had to deal with before, tough. Earn your keep.
But they got a guy to do that.
Or hire a guy. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, they never envisioned for years, for generations, for the existence of college football, they never envisioned a system where it flipped where the player had the power. And now it's starting to get to that.
And that's what they don't like about it.
No, they don't like about it. It was legalized indentured servitude to some degree. And now it's totally a different system, especially with the ability to be vagabonds, as you can go and you can switch schools and change schools and do that. And the coaches are all now trying to grab on to each kid and pull them into where they are, and they're getting resistance. Kids have the power to say, no, I ain't going there. No, I'm not staying there. No, and it's not well, I'll turn you in. What are you going to turn me in? It's illegal. I'm allowed to get paid this much money.
That's what I take away from this feud is just, I think this is coming from sensing a loss of control. These coaches of these huge Power Five schools, the Alabamas and Texas A&Ms of the world, they were king of the castle. They could do whatever they want, make the calls, get the players. Now you have other coaches being able, hey, the donors are better here. We're going to poach this player right from your program. And they don't love the idea that the player can make that decision and go do it.
There will have to be unified rules, though. He's absolutely right about that.
Yes.
There has to be a playbook. There has to be a guidepost. Something needs to be established that everybody plays by the same
rules. You have to have, like, a window where, okay, this is – and they do have some windows in place now, some – but it's so flimsy. I mean, you saw it on display with Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison didn't have to officially enter the portal to decide what he wanted to do. And that's fine. I got nothing against Jordan Addison and him getting paid. Good for him. Go get it while you can get it. But there's got to be a system and a framework that makes sense for everybody and still allows the players to capitalize on it.
But the problem, too, though, is nobody's playing. But even if you put the system in, then people try to circumnavigate that system. Whatever system you put in, people will try to beat. Like,
you're right. But I think then what you get to is, again, if there are rules, we can tell when somebody's cheating because we know what the rules are. And if you get caught breaking them, well, there can be a punishment. Right now, we're so wild, wild west, there aren't even any rules, so there's no such thing as cheating. Really, there isn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.